Hi everyone, and welcome to the Kyiv Post's short and sweet podcast, From Ukraine, with Love, the latest news delivered at home. My name is Alina Kent, and I'm a multimedia journalist here at the Kyiv Post, and we're here to present you the news of the week.
Hello Alina, this is Alexander Kiry, business reporter at the Kyiv Post, and here's a roundup of the week of June 26. On June 26, Ukraine identified a record-breaking number of 1,100 new COVID-19 cases. It is the largest number in Ukraine since the beginning of the global coronavirus pandemic. In total, as of 9 a.m. on June 26, Ukraine has had over 41,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Over 1,000 people have died, while over 18,200 have recovered from the disease.
That was Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba announcing the new interactive map that will help Ukrainians travel during the coronavirus pandemic during an online briefing on June 22nd. The map is available at tripadvisor.mfa.gov.ua.
On June 15, the country opened its borders and relaunched international air travel. But that still doesn't mean traveling will be easy, as restrictions continue in many countries. So in order to help Ukrainian citizens get up-to-date information on countries that are open and safe for travel, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched an interactive map with all the needed information for planning a trip abroad amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Ukraine's western regions have been ravaged by heavy rains and flooding. Muddy, overflowing rivers washed away bridges and roads, flooded several dozen villages and cities, and destroyed power lines and dams in Ivano-Frankivsk, Chernivtsi, Zakarpattia, and Lviv oblasts. At least three people died. President Zelensky came out with a statement on June 26th.
Fellow Ukrainians, today I had a meeting with the government and other authorized bodies regarding the flood in the west of Ukraine. The Prime Minister, the Minister of the Interior, and the head of the State Emergency Service have been there since morning. We are doing everything possible to minimize and overcome the consequences of this natural disaster.
Heavy rain and floodings are not uncommon in the mountainous Carpathian region. However, in recent years, extreme weather conditions have become more intense and frequent due to climate change, according to scientists, as well as poor flood risk management are also contributing factors, according to environmental experts.
And speaking of illegal logging, that brings us to our next story, how illegal timber from Ukraine was used in popular IKEA products. A Ukrainian company allegedly supplied illegally sourced timber from the Carpathian Mountains to Swedish furniture retailer IKEA, the London-based environmental watchdog Earth Site has claimed in a new investigation. Earthsight's 18-month-long investigation found that IKEA is selling chairs made from beech wood, which was illegally felled in the forest of the Ukrainian Carpathians, home to endangered lynx and bears. Tens of thousands of chairs made from illegal wood are being sold at IKEA stores across the globe each year, including in the US, UK and Germany. Wood is one of Ukraine's largest export industries, bringing in $1.7 billion in foreign exchange, employing 350,000 people and accounting for almost 4% of GDP.
Linking the environmental sphere and business, the Ukrainian government is seeking cuts in renewable prices. The Cabinet of Ministers has created a roadmap for compromise with green energy companies, whom the government owes more than 14 billion hryvnia, which is about $530 million. Two out of three Ukraine's major renewable energy associations signed a memorandum of understanding with the government on June 10th. Under it, renewable companies would get less money for the energy they sell, while the state would have to repay its debts in full. Parliament must pass a law for this roadmap to become official. Many companies don't support the memorandum. Even amongst those that do, support is less about agreeing with the cabinet and more about getting some money soon to service their debts. You can read more about this in detail in our colleague Igor Kosov's article, Light Green, Government Seeks Cut in Renewable Price, on our website, kyivpost.com.
This week, activists raised the LGBTQ plus flag above the Motherland Monument, a 335-foot Soviet-era war memorial of a woman holding a sword and shield, taller than the Statue of Liberty by 30 feet. Using a drone, they raised the flag over Ukraine's capital towards the statue. The specific angle shot by the second drone made it seem like the monument was not holding up a sword, but the pride flag. The video was posted this Sunday with the hashtag Mom Will Understand and Support, a reference to the statue's symbolic status as the mother of the nation.
Ukraine is not known for its tolerance and acceptance towards the queer community, but the movement has grown within the last few years, gathering more and more participants in the pride parades held in June. 8,000 participants came to the parade last year, 3,000 more than the previous year. This year would have had even more if not for the pandemic. But even with coronavirus and keeping social distancing rules, Kyiv Pride has been hosting virtual events and celebrations, continuing to be heard and seen. And I'm sure we'll see an even bigger crowd dancing to Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out at the next Pride Parade.
The unfortunate death of 38 puppies on a Kyiv-Toronto flight reveals a thriving breeding business that has been operating in the shadows. Ukraine International Airlines, which operated the flight, said that there were 559 dogs and 89 cats on the plane. They were transported in 337 crates. The company said in a statement that placing more than one animal in cages is allowed if the animals can move freely. Now, 38 French bulldog puppies that arrived on that flight died, while many of the surviving pets suffered from weakness and dehydration. According to Canada's CBC News, apart from other pets, the plane transported 500 French bulldog puppies, a breed particularly popular in Canada, with a French bulldog in Canada costing anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000, while in Ukraine, breeders sell the same dog for about $500. You can read more about this in Thomas Istomina's article, Death of 38 Puppies on Kyiv-Toronto Flight Reveals Thriving Breeding Business, on our website, kyivpost.com. And now for some good news.
60 kilometers from the war front in Donetsk Oblast is the Bela Kuzminovka Mountain. Surrounded by calm swamplands, a beautiful 25-meter rocky erosion stands on top of the hill that has been under protection since 1972. People travel here to have photo shoots, see the beautiful view on top, and experience the sunrise. But on the night of the summer solstice, it was transformed into an entirely different kind of experience. Shum Rave, a group of DJs and friends from Slavyansk, used the 25-meter flat rocky drop as a screen for the laser and techno show they set up. Playing all throughout the night, the group aimed to showcase that there are beautiful locations and a rising techno culture in eastern Ukraine, and that the region isn't just defined by war. The film will be released in the near future, for all to experience parts of eastern Ukraine they may not have been aware of. You can check out their photos and videos on their Instagram, at shum.rave.
Any good news to share with us, we would like to hear from you, so feel free to share some good news with us by emailing us at news@kyivpost.com.
From the whole team at the Kyiv Post, thanks again for listening to this week's podcast. You can check out these stories more in depth on our website, kyivpost.com. We journalists at the Kyiv Post have you covered 24/7.
Make sure to subscribe to the Kyiv Post in order to stay on top of what's happening in Ukraine. It's just $45 a year and helps support independent journalism.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
And subscribe to the Kyiv Post.